Iraq's foreign minister said today, the latest round of talks between U.S. and Iranian officials on Iraqi security will get underway in the next few days. U.S. and Iranian officials met several times last year in Baghdad to discuss security in Iraq in talks arranged by the Iraqi government. The talks eased a diplomatic freeze between Iran and the United States that had lasted almost 3 decades, though the two countries are currently embroiled in a row over Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Washington has accused Iran of supplying weapons and training for militias in Iraq, including bombs and missiles used to kill U.S. troops. Tehran denies the accusations.
Meanwhile, the UN World Food Program and the UN Refugee Agency began a massive distribution of food and other items this week to vulnerable Iraqi refugees in Syria. WFP spokesperson Hibe Kandil says the pressure to meet the needs of the refugees is mounting.
We've increased around 3 times more the number of refugees we were targeting. In November, for example, we were reaching about 53,000 Iraqi refugees registered in Syria. And with yesterday's launch of the campaign, we are targeting an initial 145,000 refugees. As of today, the latest reports we get from the field is that it's going smoothly. UNHCR, which is our partnering agency in Syria, they are also paying for a complementary package of food that's in addition to our staple commodities. So WFP provides a couple of staple commodities of rice, oil and lentils in each food package, while the UNHCR is giving out a complimentary ration of tea, sugar, tomato paste, and pasta. And in fact, yesterday with the food distribution, they have started to distribute non-food items such as mattresses, soap, and blankets. It's a one-time distribution, but it's critically needed, and all the help is welcomed.